The following message was intercepted by UN forces on 9101 at 0600 hours from somewhere within the North American continent. I am a citizen of the United States of America. Our government has been overthrown. Our elected president has been exiled. Old white men wielding martinis and wearing dickies have occupied our nation's capital. We are under siege. We are the United States government in exile. Our numbers are not insignificant. There are over 154 million adults among us and 80 million children. That's 234 million people who did not vote for and are not represented by the regime that has placed itself in power. Al Gore is the elected president of the United States. He received 539,898 more votes than George W. Bush, but he does not sit tonight in the Oval Office. Instead, our elected president roams the country without purpose or mission, surfacing only to lecture college students and replenish his stash of Little Debbie's snack cakes. Al Gore won. Al Gore, president in exile. Long live El Presidente Alberto Gore! So who, then, is the man who now occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I'll tell you who. He is George W. Bush, President of the United States, the thief in chief. It used to be that politicians would wait until they were in office before they became crooks. This one came prepackaged. Now he is a trespasser on federal land, a squatter in the Oval Office. If I told you this was Guatemala, you'd believe it in a heartbeat, no matter what your political stripe. But because this coup was wrapped in an American flag, delivered in your choice of red, white, or blue, those responsible believe they're going to get away with it. That's why, on behalf of 234 million Americans held hostage, I have requested that NATO do what it did in Bosnia and Kosovo, what America did in Haiti, what Lee Marvin did in the Dirty Dozen. Send in the Marines, launch the Scud missiles, bring us the head of Antonin Scalia. I have sent a personal request to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to hear our plea. We are no longer able to govern ourselves or to hold free and fair elections. We need UN observers, UN troops, UN resolutions. Damn it! We need Jimmy Carter. We are now finally no better than a backwater banana republic. We are asking ourselves why any of us should bother to get up in the morning to work our asses off to produce goods and services that only serve to make the junta and its cohorts in corporate America a separate, autonomous fiefdom within the United States that has been allowed to run on its own for some time, even richer. Why should we pay our taxes to finance their coup? Can we ever again send our sons off into battle to give their lives defending our way of life, when all that really means is the lifestyle of the gray old men holed up in the headquarters they seized by the Potomac? Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I can't take it. Somebody pass me the universal remote. I need to switch back to the fairy tale that I was a citizen in a democracy with an inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happy meals. The story I was told as a child said that I mattered, that I was equal to every one of my fellow citizens, and that not a single one of us was to be treated differently or unfairly, that no one was to wield power over others without their consent. The will of the people. America, the beautiful land that I love. Twilight's last gleaming. Oh, say, can you see? Are the Belgian peacekeepers on their way? Hurry!